As you know, this week we are asking questions and answering them. So, second question, where are you? Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" This is incidentally the first question asked in the Bible. God posed the question to Adam. This is after Adam and Eve had disobeyed God and felt unworthy to be in the presence of God. And God asked them the question, "Where are you?" When God asks us a question, he's not asking from a place of ignorance. He's not asking for you to give him information for him to know. When God asks a question, he already knows the answer, but he wants you to find the answer for yourself. Because many times we don't know where we are in life. We don't know whether we are lost or found, whether we are doing well or not doing well. So, where are you? I believe that this question that God asked Adam is still relevant for us today. It's a question that will help us to shed off hypocrisy and for us to really try to identify our place in life. Where you are is always related to something. Because if somebody asks you, "Where are you?" You will look around you and you say, well, if you're in the house, you say, I'm in the bedroom or I'm in the living room. Or if you are out somewhere, you say, I'm in the market. So you are always where you are in relation to something. But there has to be something greater that we relate to when we want to find out where we are, and that's God. So when you are asked where you are measuring your location in proximity with God. How close are you to God's purpose for your life and God's intention for your life? And for us to discover where we are in life, there are a few things we have to look at. First, whom does God want me to become? Because where I am will be related to whom he wants me to become. And that question has to do with our character, our personal growth in life. Whom does God want me to become? What kind of a person am I supposed to become? A quarrelsome person, a nice person, a gentle person, an influential person? What kind of person am I supposed to become? My personality, my personal growth. Second, what does God want to do with my life? This has to do with your professional growth. What kind of things are you supposed to do with your life, your gifts, your talents? How are you supposed to use them? And the third thing to ask is, where does God want me to be? Now, you can get the first right, the second right. If you get a third wrong, you could be placed in the wrong position. Like, as they say, you can be a round peg in a square hole. So if you're not properly positioned in life, the other two doesn't work. So you have to know whom God wants you to become. You have to know what God wants you to do with your life. And you have to know where he wants you to be placed. Location. Destination. Are you in the place where he wants you to be? Are you in the situation where he wants you to be? Am I where God wants me to be? So that question, where are you, is always related to how close you are to God's intentions and his purposes for your life. So I ask you, where are you in relation to what God wants you to become or whom God wants you to become, what God wants to do with your life, and where God wants you to be? Three good questions to answer in relation to where are you. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I want to be where you want me to be. Help me to stay close to you at all times. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, my friend, I hope you know where you are. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.